Hello, I'm Sebastian. Welcome to Nine Gnar Trees podcast. Today, I will summarize and review the book. The Art and Science of Technical Analysis by Adam Grimes is a practical and research-minded guide to reading markets through price behavior rather than prediction or fixed indicators. Positioned within the Wiley Trading Series, the book bridges discretionary trading craft with disciplined process. Grimes focuses on how markets move, how trends and ranges form, and how traders can frame opportunities using market structure and price action. Instead of presenting technical analysis as a collection of patterns to memorize, the approach emphasizes context, probabilities, risk control, and the psychology required to execute consistently. Readers are led through concepts such as support and resistance, trend quality, volatility, and trade management, with an emphasis on building a repeatable framework. The result is a roadmap for traders who want to move beyond chart folklore and toward a structured way of thinking that can be tested, adapted, and refined across instruments and timeframes. I will give you key takeaways from this book. Firstly, market structure as the foundation for decision-making. A central theme is that trading decisions should start with a clear read of market structure. The book frames markets in terms of swings, impulse, and correction phases, and the evolving relationship between highs, lows, and key reference points. This helps traders avoid the common trap of treating every pattern as equal regardless of environment. In a healthy uptrend, pullbacks and consolidations behave differently than they do in a choppy range, and recognizing that difference changes both entries and expectations. The discussion highlights how to identify trend structure, how to distinguish strong momentum from weak drift, and how to interpret transitions when trends lose coherence. Support and resistance are treated as zones shaped by prior trading activity rather than precise lines, which encourages more realistic planning around noise and slippage. By focusing on structure first, a trader can define where they are wrong, where a trade idea is validated, and what the market would need to do to continue. This structural framing supports consistent risk placement and reduces overtrading by keeping attention on the bigger picture context. Secondly, price action reading beyond indicator dependence. The book emphasizes learning to read price action directly, using candles and bars as a record of participation, pressure, and follow-through. Instead of relying on a stack of indicators to tell a story after the fact, the methodology looks at how price behaves around key areas, how it accelerates or stalls, and how volatility expands or contracts. Concepts such as rejection, acceptance, and failed moves are used to interpret whether traders are stepping in aggressively or backing away. This style of analysis aims to produce trade ideas grounded in what is happening now, not what an averaged indicator suggests. Readers are encouraged to think in terms of setups that arise from clear behavior, breakouts that hold, pullbacks that find support, or reversals that show real displacement and follow through. The approach also addresses the problem of false signals by stressing context, including the broader trend, the quality of the move into a level, and whether the market is likely in a balanced or imbalanced state. Price action becomes a language that can be practiced, reviewed, and refined. Thirdly, trend trading, mean reversion, and selecting the right playbook. Rather than treating technical analysis as one universal system, the book differentiates between major strategy families and when they tend to work. Trend continuation ideas focus on joining directional movement, often through pullbacks, breakouts, or continuation patterns, with an emphasis on trading in harmony with momentum. Mean reversion ideas, by contrast, are framed around markets that oscillate within a range or revert after extensions, where fading extremes can offer attractive reward relative to risk if the environment supports it. The value for readers is learning to match tactics to conditions instead of forcing the same setup onto every chart. This includes recognizing when the market is trending cleanly versus chopping, when volatility is conducive to breakout follow-through versus stop runs, and when a move is likely to be exhaustion rather than initiation. The discussion encourages building a small set of robust trade templates, each with clear entry logic, invalidation, and exit planning. By choosing the right playbook for the regime, traders can improve consistency and reduce the frustration of using trend tactics in ranges or mean reversion tactics in persistent trends. Fourthly, risk management and trade management as core edge. A key message is that even strong analysis is not enough without professional risk and trade management. The book treats risk as a design variable that must be decided before entry, including position sizing, stop placement, and the relationship between expected reward and the probability of success. Stops are not portrayed as arbitrary numbers, but as logical points where the market proves a trade thesis wrong based on structure and behavior. Trade management then addresses what to do after entry, whether to take partial profits, how to trail stops, and how to handle scenarios where the market moves favorably but then stalls. Importantly, the framework encourages planning multiple possible outcomes in advance, so decisions are less emotional in real time. This section also reinforces that drawdowns are inevitable and that survival is the first objective. By setting risk limits per trade and across a portfolio of trades, traders can avoid catastrophic losses and stay in the game long enough for their edge to play out. The result is a more business-like approach, where consistency comes from process rather than prediction. Lastly, building a trader mindset and a repeatable process. Beyond charts and tactics, the book emphasizes the psychological and procedural elements that turn ideas into results. A repeatable process includes defining a market selection routine, scanning for setups, documenting trades, and reviewing performance to identify strengths and weaknesses. The focus is on creating rules and guidelines that reduce decision fatigue while still allowing discretion where it is justified by context. Readers are pushed toward probabilistic thinking. Any single trade can fail, so success depends on executing a plan over a meaningful sample size. This naturally connects to discipline, patience, and the ability to sit out marginal conditions. The book also addresses common behavioral pitfalls such as chasing moves, moving stops to avoid being wrong, and confusing activity with productivity. By treating trading as a craft that demands practice, feedback, and continuous refinement, traders can develop confidence that comes from preparation rather than hope. The process orientation makes the material useful not only for discretionary traders, but also for those who want to systematize parts of their approach, since clear definitions and consistent execution are prerequisites for meaningful evaluation and improvement. In conclusion, this book fits readers who want a serious, skill-based approach to technical analysis, including developing traders, discretionary swing traders, and intraday traders who prefer to ground decisions in market behavior. It is also useful for experienced traders who have relied on indicators or pattern lists and want a cleaner framework built around structure, context, and risk. The benefit to a reader's life is practical. It promotes decision-making under uncertainty, planning before acting, and managing downside risk, habits that transfer well to other high-pressure domains. In trading terms, the book can improve consistency by helping readers identify the market regime, choose an appropriate strategy family, and define invalidation points rather than improvising after entry. Compared to many technical analysis titles that promise simple pattern recognition shortcuts, this one stands out for combining craft with a disciplined, probability-focused mindset. It prioritizes how to think over what to memorize, making it more durable as markets evolve. If you are looking for a single volume that ties price action, strategy selection, and professional risk control into a coherent process, it is worth buying and revisiting as your skills mature. If you would like to support Adam Grimes, you can buy the book through the Amazon link I've provided in the podcast description. After reading the book, please let me know what you think and share your thoughts. See you around.